Well, today's Palm Sunday, right? In the church calendar. And I remember we were in a church. We have lots of little kids, and every Palm Sunday we used to sing that little song. Does anybody know it? On a Little Donkey? On a little donkey,
2,000 years ago.
Right, really cute. Next year, we'll practice that next year. We'll sing it next year. And you can all be little kids
just
on Palm Sunday. Please remind me of that. We'll do it. Palms. Why did they use palms? Well, historically, the palm is a symbol of victory. And the very, very faithful believed that as they waved the palm branches, it was a symbol of their fight, the flesh and the spirit, the fight between the flesh and the spirit was winning, so they would wave palm branches. It's also a symbol of the martyrs in the early church. Many of them, when they died, palm branches were placed over their tombs. And so martyrs for Christ, the palm branch was really important as a symbol of that. It was a common custom in the Near East to cover the path of someone worthy of honor. And so that's what set the scene for Jesus, for them to put the palm branches down and wave palm branches. So there were palm branches on the ground, and then they also waved palm branches as he passed by on the little donkey. And we read about it. It's foretold in Zechariah, so we read about it in the Old Testament. It says, "Rejoice greatly, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, even a colt's donkey." That was written, and it was prophetic, speaking of Jesus. Then we see it fulfilled in the New Testament, in John 12:13-14, "They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him. They cheered, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Yes, the King of Israel.'" Jesus found a donkey, and he rode on it. Anyway, the New Testament, it happened. It's already, it was told about, it happened, and guess what? We're going to get to participate in the next one. Because in Revelation, it talks about what's coming, and I love this. Revelation 7, verse 9. "And I looked again, I saw a huge crowd, too huge to count. Everyone was there, all nations and tribes, all races and languages, and they were standing, dressed in white robes." Who gave them the white robes? Jesus. What does white robe significant of? Righteousness. Can we make it on our own? No way. He gives us the white robe to wear at his triumphal entry. Anyway, they were standing, dressed in white robes, and waving palm branches, standing before the throne and the Lamb. Ah! I can hardly wait for that day. How about you, huh? I can hardly wait for that day. What a glorious day that's going to be. And my spirit is stirred because I think we're getting closer and closer. Turn on your television set and you know by the content of what's on that TV, we're getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord because it is getting dark out there. And Sodom and Gomorrah are going to have to he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he lets us go on much longer. So thank you, Jesus. You are coming. You are going to save us. And we are going to stand and we are going to shout Hosanna.